In the spring of 1945, as World War II was drawing to a close, the soldiers of the Red Army were retreating from Berlin and heading for home. On the way, in Poland, far from bringing the peace so desired in those lands, they sowed terror among the civilian population, including women religious. A convent of Polish nuns were attacked by a group of Soviet soldiers who systematically raped them for days. Some of them were killed after suffering countless humiliations. Of those who survived, some became pregnant. All of them were forever marked by pain, trauma, and humiliation. While this was going on, a young French doctor had arrived in Poland. Her name was Madeleine Poliak. Born in Villeneuve-sur-Loup on September 16, 1912, it was not the first time she had joined the war effort. For months, Poliak had worked tirelessly at a Paris hospital while participating in various resistance operations. She helped Allied paratroopers, hid Jews in a home, and even took part in 200 missions of the Blue Squadron of Red Cross ambulances. At the beginning of 1945, she was one of the most renowned doctors in the French army. Poliak was sent to Moscow on a mission to repatriate French prisoners of war. In May of the same year, she was transferred to Warsaw to a hospital of the French Red Cross, while she worked tirelessly treating the soldiers before returning to her native France. Poliak witnessed the chaos that ravaged the Polish capital, where the soldiers of the Russian army were running amok and committing all kinds of outrages. Dr. Poliak found Polish women in maternity units who had been raped by the Soviets while in labor or moments after giving birth. She also discovered pregnant nuns living in convents who had been gang-raped by scores of troops. Even so, the doctors couldn't have imagined these soldiers would be capable of what they did to some Benedictine nuns in the area who contacted her. She was one of the few female medical doctors they could turn to. Some of the women were murdered while others were allowed to live. It was not just one convent, but several. Some nuns were raped, some were killed. There were 25 of them, 15 were raped and killed by the Russians. The 10 survivors were raped, some 42 times, some 35 or 50 times. Having been sworn to secrecy by the nuns, she risked her life to travel through the forest at night to reach the convent, narrowly escaping being raped herself at a Soviet roadblock. Those who had become pregnant suffered a terrible cross. Some of them, out of fear or desperation, were even tempted with thoughts of abortion. But Dr. Poliak was much more than a doctor to those wounded women. She listened to them, comforted them, and tried to share their pain in a beautiful act of neighborly love. She did not judge them. She simply stood by them when they needed a glimmer of light in the terrible darkness that had engulfed their home. She also helped to deliver several of their babies. In addition to attending the sisters whenever she could, the saintly doctor continued her work at the French hospital in Warsaw and traveled throughout Poland in search of wounded soldiers. The nuns themselves opened up orphanages where they cared for their children there. Madeleine Poliak's heroic work came to an abrupt end on February 13, 1946, when she died in a traffic accident. She was only 34 years old. Her body was repatriated and rests in her hometown. She was posthumously decorated with the Legion of Honor and the French Croix de Guerre.